In November, Mecklenburg County voters will decide whether to approve a quarter-cent sales tax increase, which would raise new money for the arts. In February, representatives of the Arts and Science Council told commissioners the city's arts community was in a dire situation. That prompted strong disagreement from the president of the Blumenthal, according to emails obtained through a public records request. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Supporters of a quarter-cent sales tax increase for the arts, like Valicia McDowell, the chair of the Arts and Science Council, have said Mecklenburg's arts funding is in crisis.
In just the past 6 years, we've lost $2 million in workplace giving. So forget even going all the way back to 2007. If you just think about the past 2 years, it's $2 million gone from the sector, gone from these organizations.
BS, says Blumenthal Performing Arts President Tom Gabbard in an email days later to County Manager Dina DiOrio. He said the ASC's control and influence has dropped because its workplace giving program is much smaller. So, quote, I get why they feel in crisis, he wrote, but to describe this as the imminent collapse of the cultural sector is total BS. Gabbard says his opinion hasn't changed much since writing that email, in a similar one to Commissioner Susan Harden.
And particularly the message of a crisis in the cultural sector is something that we thought was not the right choice at that time, and certainly is not the right choice now.
Gabbard said he supports the sales tax increase and that it can do a lot of good, especially by expanding cultural programs for low-income residents. He worked in Denver in the early 1990s and said he'd laid the groundwork for a multi-county sales tax for the arts. He wrote to DiOrio that the Denver campaign was a, quote, positive and expansive view, and that voters there didn't support it because of the whiny, negative reasons ASC is articulating now.
We think there is a very legitimate argument to be made that the arts, and that particularly the expansion of the arts that this would allow, can be part of the toolkit to deal with so many of the problems that are nagging Charlotte right now that we need to do better on.
The ASC has been leading the effort to get the new tax, which would raise $50 million a year, and also fund education and parks and greenways. Gabbard told DiOrio that the ASC's messaging would lead voters to reject the tax in November. He wrote, quote, tell the ASC to stop talking about the decline of workplace giving immediately. They make us sound like entitled trust fund kids whining about daddy's annual allowance going down. He added that 99% of arts groups are, quote, scared to death of the ASC, which funds numerous organizations like the Mint Museum, Discovery Place, and Charlotte Ballet. He said that because the Blumenthal receives a relatively small amount of funding from the ASC, $225,000, he's in a, quote, unique position in rallying our peers. In an email to Commissioner Susan Harden, who supports the tax, Gabbard included a chart from a county presentation. It showed a steep decline in money given directly to the ASC, from $11.5 million in 2007 to $5 million in 2017. But it also showed total donations to the art sector had gone from $28 million to $41 million in that decade. Harden says she supports the tax, despite Gabbard's concerns about the ASC.
For me, I think debate is good, because I think we need to think about how we want to support the art and cultural sector in our community. I think that their organizations are very different, and it's no surprise that they might have different perspectives on how the best way to go about it.
The money from the tax would go to the ASC to be distributed to other arts groups. McDowell, the ASC chair, says she spent hundreds of hours speaking with Gabbard and other artists about what they need. She says she has listened to Gabbard's criticisms, but says the Blumenthal is not representative of most arts organizations. She says it's the closest thing Charlotte has to a for-profit arts organization, based in part on the Blumenthal having lucrative shows like Hamilton. She says the talk of an arts and cultural crisis is real.
At the time, and this is still the case today, we're at an inflection point as a cultural sector. And so without some significant increase in public funding, we are going to see real impact on organizations. We're going to lose programming. We could lose organizations.
Since the tax could generate millions of new dollars, DiOrio has proposed that the ASC, a nonprofit that is not a public organization, be reconfigured to ensure more transparency. But she's recommended against making the ASC a part of county government, which would make the organization subject to the state's open meeting and records laws. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.